North Korea's believers remain in chains. The war on terror shifts from Iraq to Afghanistan. Christians are concerned. And Haiti drinks deep from living water. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While North Korea continues to be one of the worst persecutors of Christians, the United States has removed the nation from the list of state sponsors of terrorism. Advocacy Program Manager for Open Doors USA, Lindsay Vesey, isn't sure why this concession's been made.
If you look back at the history of the agreements that the U.S. has made with North Korea, they have violated every agreement. They have agreed for a while. They've gotten concessions from the U.S. government, such as aid. And then they violated it a couple years later.
The 2008 Open Doors World Watch list ranked North Korea as the top violator of religious rights for the sixth consecutive year. Vesey says,
there is no true religious freedom. Christians have to worship in secret. And if they're caught, they're either executed or put in prison or labor camps. And so we estimate that there is close to 200,000 Christians in the underground church, and that one in four Christians is in prison.
The move only legitimizes its government, prolonging the oppression of their people. Next, the war on terror seems to be shifting from Iran to Afghanistan. Militants have been moving their operations, and Christians have felt the brunt. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle recently returned from Afghanistan, where he spoke with church partners.
Everything has just been ratcheted up in Central Asia there, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, and I just believe that Satan has done this. These are different groups that are persecuting the Christians, but it's all coming at one time, so it's pretty intense right now.
Despite the risk to personal safety, Doyle says their national director continues to move forward with evangelism.
He's leading Muslims to Christ in Afghanistan right now. The numbers are quite large, and they're going into the villages and seeing people very open to the gospel of Christ.
They now need those who are mature enough to disciple. Doyle says Christians in Iraq
never ask us to pray that persecution will stop, although we do, but they ask us to pray for more leaders. We need more quality leaders to help with the harvest.
You're listening to Mission Network News. After three hurricanes this summer, Haiti still lies in ruins. Living Water International is responding to immediate physical needs.
We're starting on rebuilding wells. There's many hand pumps in that country, but a lot of them are covered with mud, so we're back into there repairing. Most of the people can remember the area where it was, so they have to do a lot of digging in the mud to find the ones that are covered up and get them purified and get them back in service for the people.
Tim Mulville with Living Water also explains the spiritual implications of the water restoration project to redeem a nation that practices witchcraft.
By us getting in there and demonstrating in deed and action the love of the Lord, they're making footprints in there and developing relationships that will last for a long time and will overcome the witchcraft that's in there, and God will prevail.
LWI is asking you to pray for successful restoration of wells and for a spiritual awakening in Haiti. Elsewhere, the state of California has declared a state of emergency as two major U.S. wildfires continue to burn. City Team's disaster response teams are working in partnership with Christ in Action Ministries near the heart of the largest blaze in Southern California. The teams are acting as the hands and feet of Christ among the emergency personnel, as well as the families returning to begin cleanup. However, the ministry needs funds and prayer support. Go to our website if you can help. And recently, a Book of Hope worker was violently killed while trying to share the gospel with local villagers. Other team members were scared and discouraged. A few months later, a man from that same region came to the team confessing that he had killed the worker and stolen his books. The man explained that he'd read the Book of Hope and wanted to come to Christ and begged forgiveness. To learn more about Book of Hope, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship's making available the book Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that will fuel your hunger to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link in missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.